issues, answers, and endorsements are spread across a six-candidate Democratic field. William McCarthy Jr. is a lawyer and political newcomer making his first bid for public office. He considers himself among the front runners going into Thursday's primary.
People have been impressed with my resume and my message of increasing jobs, lowering property taxes, and bettering the education system. I think that has shown with the endorsements that I've been able to accumulate. I've been endorsed by the Albany Police Officers Union, the Albany Firefighters Union, the Public Employees Federation, and the Empire State Pride Agenda.
McCarthy is an assistant attorney general working in the administration of New York AG Eric Schneiderman. Patricia Fahey has been endorsed by the Albany Times Union, the Working Families Party, and Citizen Action. She says she feels good about the hotly contested race. She's been called the darling of the establishment Democrats, but would like to see Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver included in the latest ethics investigation.
You know, I'm as outraged as any woman would be on the entire situation and the way it was handled and the use of taxpayer dollars in a hidden way and the way that was done. But I have called for an immediate and a transparent investigation. We've set up this new ethics committee. This will be their first real test.
Albany Common Councilman Frank Commisso Jr. carries the endorsement of Mayor Jerry Jennings. He is the son of powerful city Democrat Frank Commisso. He's also taken a stand on the situation involving Sheldon Silver.
I would not support Silver for Speaker in January, if elected.
Albany County Legislator Chris Higgins, for the last 5 years, has represented Albany's Center Square neighborhood, a big opponent of the city's proposed $220 million downtown convention center. He'd rather see a community college set up a downtown branch.
The amount of money that Albany County taxpayers have sent across the river to Hudson Valley alone for tuition for students and county residents who go there has increased from $3 to $11 million. Over the last several years, and that's an incredibly high number. Creating some sort of a partnership with HVCP would allow us, I believe, to reduce that county payment to Hudson Valley across the river, which would help Albany County taxpayers, and put a satellite campus here in the capital city, which I think would be much more well-attended because it would be a major public transportation route in the downtown urban area in the city.
Some consider former Albany County Executive Jim Coyne a dark horse on the race card.
Well, I've never been in such a horse race before. This is, six candidates is just really, really hard for the voters to decide on, I think, because each group has their own niche, and the question is who has the most and who has been received the best by the people. So hopefully it's me.
Coyne favors eliminating New York sales tax on clothing and home heating oil. Ted Danz and Joe Sullivan are the two Republicans vying for the 109th seat. Danz is in a primary race against Patricia Fahey for the Independence Party line.
All the candidates on the Democrat side seem strong.
Danz says he's the only businessman on the ballot and the only candidate who doesn't live in the city of Albany.
The old Dem machine was, you know, if you're from the city, you win. I think this is going to be an election about the right people winning, not about your political affiliation.
Republican Joe Sullivan and Democratic candidate Margarita Perez could not be reached in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.